Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, coming to you live Monday, October 28th, 2024, at about 8.01 a.m. Pacific, and about 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you today? It's good to be here with you. I am so excited. You know, there's so much happening. It's Halloween week. I can't even believe that. And it's like the end of October. It is Debbie's birthday. Happy birthday, Deb. And it's also the week before the election. Tomorrow's the election. And I know so many of you are just like, You're so enwrapped in that. And many of you, from what I've heard, have learned how to, are telling me that you're sort of like, you're chill. You're like not letting it get to you. And I'm so proud of that, because we want us happy and healthy, right? So listen, if you're new to the show, or if you don't remember how to get here, go over to 12radio.com, click the chat link on the left-hand side, and it'll bring you over to the Facebook page where Jay has put us up. And you'll see the banner when you come over there. And if you scroll down, you click comments in the right-hand side. And if you go from comments, then you look again, the words most relevant will show up. Click those and say all. I don't know why it just doesn't default to all. Facebook manipulating us as usual, but come on in. And you'll see Inga. Hi. And Tara. Hi, Tara. Boo. Look at that sweet little picture. And Judith is in the house. Nadine. Good morning, Mark and family. Riding in the familiarity of Scorpio energy. It is home, my home to navigate. And I hope others are making their way through in a creative way. Well put, Nadine. Well put. Peggy Reeser's in the house. Hi, Peggy. Peggy's an advisor over at 12listen.com, also the host of Oh My Angels. Lynn's here. What would we do if Lynn wasn't here? Lynn, it's always good to have you. Mars and Pluto in a serious conversation. Amen. Time to break out the chocolate. Hi, Mary Jean. Welcome. Good to see you. And Dia, it's so good to have you here. And I know it's your birthday month as well. We go way back. A lot of us all go way back, right? I know, it's so good. Hi, Renee. Jennifer's in the house. Jennifer's an advisor over at 12listen as well. How you doing, Jennifer? Good to see you. Laura's here. Good morning, Mark and Jay and 12friends. We changed the clocks on Sunday. I live for that day. That hour means so much to me, and I feel so ripped off the whole time they take it away. So thank you, Laura, for reminding us. Sunday, you guys, we get that extra hour. Does wonders for me. Hi, Patricia. Happy Monday and All Hallows Eve. Mark, Jay, and friends, she says. Hi, Alicia. Welcome here. Hoping day, hopping day. Glad to be here with you, too. Thank you. You guys are so kind. Thanks for coming. Listen, come on in. I'll check in the chat room periodically. We have so much that we want to take care of. You know, there's a new moon coming up, and new moons are, I was out walking today. I do my dark walking with the boys. It's nighttime. But, for the past week or so, it's been, we've had the light of the moon, which has been so great. And then all of a sudden, it's like we went out this morning and it was, I'm telling you, dark. And I was like, God, you just don't imagine. It's so hard to imagine how much we rely on some of that. But anyway, I'm in the rural area. So, we do flashlight peeing. I hold my phone wherever I like, and I go, go pee. It doesn't always work, but it's kind of fun. And it sort of takes the spookiness away, because they're little chickens like me. If we can't see where we're going, I don't care how good their noses are. It's like, they're like waiting. Could you shine some light over there, please? I love that. So anyway, we had a sweet morning today, but I was looking at the moon and it was just a sliver. Now today we have the Virgo moon. It should be shifting into Libra later today. Now, if you didn't get the Power Peak, I got a few notes of people didn't get the Power Peak password. I'll check into that. Maybe I didn't click one of the groups I was supposed to send it to. But the word is treat, T-R-E-A-T, the password. And you just go over to markhusson.com and you'll be able to get in. So those of you listening can have that. So many things happening about the predictions of who's winning this election. I've deliberately stayed out of it, as you know, because I just don't want to bring that energy into the show. I have so much fun talking to you guys. But what energy I do like to bring to the show is the energy of your hopefulness. And I know that you look for your candidate to win for hope. But I'm also going to ask that you take that out of the equation as well. I want your hope to rely on the fact that you're never abandoned. Okay, that you have some strength here that you can rely on. And this is the gift of Scorpio, and we're in the Scorpio season. And there's a lot going on that's going to rattle that cage a little bit. Scorpios aren't fearless. They're actually more afraid than most of us. But what they do have is, because they stay in that constant state of, you know, what could happen here, they go toward the fear rather than run away from it. And it's the difference I always like to talk about is, if you were upstairs sleeping, if you slept upstairs and there was a noise downstairs, a Scorpio, it will probably rush to the noise. They just don't want to not know. They might take a minute to get there, but eventually they're going to go. And so that's some other people would say, I'd stay upstairs, or, you know, I call the police, da da da. But Scorpio is not going to leave it, as I'm not going to want to know. And that's why what we see with Scorpios, and in Scorpio time periods, a lot of exploration, a lot of internal exploration. Like, have you guys been going internal, looking in a little bit at your life and yourselves? Have you been questioning things? Have you been afraid? And, you know, when a Scorpio gets afraid, what are we afraid of? Well, a lot of times we're afraid of losing someone we love. So what does a Scorpio do? They bury them in their heads over and over and over. How many funerals have I attended that have never happened yet? How many times have I used that, you know, information just to sort of move an emotion or a mood? Have you ever just sort of done the acting thing where you sort of make yourself cry so you can bring a tear forward? I don't know how actors do it. I give them so much credit. But that's a thing that you can do to sort of move through some of the deeper fears, is confront them. And that's what a Scorpio does. And that's what Scorpio time period gives us, is this time to sort of look at who we are and how transient this all is. That's why I don't want you to live your life in this kind of what we did the last round, election round, where it's just so, it feels so consequential. And indeed, some of it is. But it's also, your life is consequential, and how you do your life and how you stay healthy and how you keep your attitude good is very important. And you wouldn't do this if you had children, and a lot of you do, and I have like my little boys, my little doggies. I don't want to dump, I worry about them feeling any fear that I'm putting out constant, the constant worry, the constant obsession, the constant fear that I was doing in the past. I just don't want it anymore. So it's kind of like, under Scorpio, what addiction are you willing to let go of? Now, I told you about I was addicted to nicotine vaping seriously bad. I didn't realize how bad. And there's something about confronting, like, being curious enough to explore what the journey is going to be when you quit something, when you let something go. No, nobody wants to go through it. It's awful. It's a hard thing. But using that as an example of life, and especially under this Scorpio umbrella that we're in, what are you willing to look at that makes you uncomfortable, but you're willing to take the journey? You're willing to pack your bags emotionally, grab the hand of your little kid inside, and say, okay, we can do this. And we're going to make notes along the way, and we're going to do this. We're going to get through it. Okay. And if you're a Scorpio, it's kind of what you do. Okay. If you're not a Scorpio, it could be new to you. And I know Scorpios who wouldn't take a journey. Like, they're just, I'm not going to do it. It's just like, I know what it's going to entail, and I'm not going to do it. But think about this. Think about one thing in your life. And I'm not thinking about, like, you have to sacrifice something or anything, but comfort is kind of overrated. If you've been doing the same thing over and over and over every day you know, my friend said, like, you know, what is it? Wash, rinse, repeat. So if you're doing that, if your life feels like that, and you know, like for me, it's like, wake up, do you walk the dogs? What is your routine changing? How is it changing? What are you adding to it? But sometimes to change it is scary. Sometimes it is like, you know, we're comfortable. I don't want to be uncomfortable. But what if you packed your bags emotionally and said, we're going to take the journey and we're going to change this one thing? And you do it under the Scorpio cycle. Remember, if you go with the flow where the river is, if you go with the current, and the current is now in Scorpio, so it's kind of telling you, be a little brave. It's kind of telling you, go after the fear. Don't go away from the fear. The Enneagram teaches us about two types of sixes. There's a counterphobic six. There's a six. There's a regular six. And the fear-based six. And the sixes that are counterphobic are the ones, much like Scorpio, they are way more aggressive toward something that scares them. Both experience fear. We all experience fear. But I'm using that as an example, a metaphor to sort of meet it up for you. Both in number six types experience fear. One pulls away from it, maybe makes a joke, it gets humorous, makes funny laughter, and the other goes after it. And that's what kind of the Scorpio lesson here is this week that I wanted to talk to you about is, where are you comfortable? And sometimes comfort is, maybe we're comfortable criticizing people. Maybe we're comfortable, you know, worrying about the election and just throwing hate at our candidate that we don't like. Maybe that's where we're really comfortable. Maybe we're comfortable keeping things. Maybe we're a hoarding type. Maybe we just like to save stuff. Maybe we just feel comfortable in our particular clothes that we wear. Whatever. What if you pick something this week, because there's a new moon coming, and I want to talk to you about that, and you push a little past what you've been holding on to and offer a journey to yourself, like, take the hand of your little kid and say, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to change it up just a little bit. Now, what if what you're changing up was the sense of self-criticism that you're doing constantly? What if that was the thing you sort of made a commitment to not do? And what if the way you had to do it was to write it down or keep a notebook? What if the way you had to do it was every time you started worrying or fretting, you made a note of it? And in making of the note, you make an agreement that that's where it stays on the note, and that any, you know, like, that you're stopping. The minute it gets into print, you're stopping. Are you going to do your best to stop? Are you going to observe it? What if every time you criticize yourself, you made a note of it? Even criticize, like, oh, I'm such an idiot. I got to stop doing that. That, I mean, that's okay. I mean, I like saying that to myself, like, you're an idiot, and then wink. Because it's not about the words, you guys. I don't want any of us to get stuck on the words. It's like we make the universe sort of like as dumb as we are sometimes. Like, oh, you said that joke killed you, right? And you know me in this stuff. It's like you have to find some fearlessness about the part of you that's created this is brilliant, brilliant, and knows the difference between praying for a little more abundance and the movies that was made when people do that it has to be taken from somebody. And it's like, oh God, you know, there is a loving sort of sense there is a loving reality that offers us a ton of abundance, okay, and a ton of okayness that isn't dependent on what kind of English we're using or whatever language you're speaking. Think about that. You know, it's sort of like being so careful, and it's a Virgo moon today, so this is a good time to mention that. Being so precise with your words that you correct other people when they speak in a certain way, that you get their point. You get their point, but you correct them because, well, technically you want to say it this way because then you're not affirming the negative. You know, I just seriously want to metaphorically hang up on those people. I can't deal. It's the self-righteousness alone is enough to drive me crazy, much less this sort of like they're offering the correct way. Now, when you tell someone there's a correct way to do something, you're also setting up a duality that then there's an incorrect way to do it. And then it just gets insane. So the only safe place to have it exist is when you're with yourself and you make a promise to yourself, you're not going to get hung up on the words. You're going to notice your own OCD-ness and you're going to acknowledge it and go, okay. My OCD-ness wants me to put a period when I write that stuff down. So I got to go back and do that. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Wink at yourself while you have to do it, if you have to do it. But we're going to take away as much judgment and as much energy and as much this is bad, you know, like kind of thing as we can. And we're going to this week push for some change, small though it may be, change in ourselves. And then we don't virtue signal it. You're going to hear me say that phrase so many times. It's like in the course. One time, there's this phrase in the Course in Miracles that says, the greatest place of love is where an ancient hate. The most holy place in the world is where an ancient hate is now a place of love. So when I got accused of virtue signaling because Facebook put a COVID banner over my picture. I didn't understand what was going on, but they did. I approved it, obviously. I'm not being the victim of it, but I had a COVID. I got the COVID shot. And, then some loudmouth in my Facebook page was like, look at the virtue signaling here, and just went on and on, right? Like, it was like I was the most evil person that ever existed, which is great now because I see her for the misery that she is, but it's okay. I mean, I'm not, and it's okay because it taught me so much, but I left Facebook. I was like, I was so offended. I turned it off. It's like, oh, I hate this place. It's like, I can't deal. And if you can't deal, don't do it. Don't be there. If you can't take a criticism, get out. And so I did. But now it's like, I love that word. I love the phrase. I love the meaning. I love making fun of people who do it. I love catching myself do it. And virtue signal, if you don't know what it is, it's sort of like bragging about a moral thing that you've done without sounding like you're bragging about it. Like having to sort of say, well, I paid for that after I donated to this amazing cause. And that's not the point of the story, but you have to throw that in a little bit. I donated to this amazing event. And then, but when I went and, you tell your story. And not all of it looks like that. Not all of it is so obvious. And there's nothing wrong with it, really. Virtue signal all you want. Sometimes it's the only way we can actually give ourselves a little prop for who we are, because not all of us are really nice to ourselves, right? So even virtue signaling is like, whatever, right? But when you're alone and you're writing down some of the stuff you're doing, virtue signal the hell out of yourself. Like you caught yourself not doing chit-chat, not nitpicking against you and who you were. So write that down and notice it, okay? And what we're trying to do here, always, every week, is remember the what you have available to you that you can do something about. And we're using astrology to help remind us of like maybe some of the timing and usefulness of that. Now, let's go over some of what's going on. We're heading toward a new moon. So clearly, the moon is getting dark. And that means it's waning, right? Because to wax means to get bigger, wax buildup. Remember that. So it's a waning moon. It's releasing light. It's getting darker. And as it gets darker, we're releasing light, metaphorically. We're feeling a little more, you ever eat that? It's a little scarier. It's a little darker out. And we sort of pull back a little bit and it during this sort of release of light. And we can get a little nervous. And if you're noticing things building up and you're getting a little more scared and you're getting a little less able to sort of endorse or support yourself, which is really what this is about. Or if you're finding yourself being a little more critical of people around you or people that you live with or people that you know, or I noticed this week my critic was like unhinged. Like I gave my inner critic a shot of adrenaline and it just went to town. I mean, no one was safe, not even me. It was like, oh, especially not me. But it was like, whoa, stop. I finally said to John, can we can you mind if I just express all this out loud? Cause I have to see this. I really want to see this. And so I had a moment and he, you know, bless his heart. He let me have a moment where it was just like, okay, let me just please tell you all the flaws I see in everything around me. And it was like merciless. And it was also so cathartic. And so I was so grateful because it's like, oh my God. And I remember I had a staff meeting yesterday and I remember I could feel it in there. And I wanted to cancel the staff meeting seriously because I could feel my critic just so, and you know, it was beautiful because on one hand I got to be the critic and on the other hand I got to have that voice that's really strong that says none of that is real, it's none of that means anything, and it just so it's such a gift that I was given that to have the remembrance to say this means nothing, doesn't change anything, doesn't do anything, you know. For me, it felt good because I got to see like, whoa, God, how much just gets piled up in there. And when the sun is in Scorpio, because you're seeing the cracks and everything, and you're seeing, and the moon's in Virgo, and you're seeing the cracks and everything, and whoa, it's crazy. And it's also like time to do something. Like, this is where I came up with ideas. Like, I want to learn something new. I want to get through some of these times and try a new habit, try a new behavior, try something, you know, this is the time. If you're going to quit something, quit it if you want and walk through it. You know, we'll walk through it with you. If you want to add something, add it. It's like, it's not just about quitting. It's about bringing in. If you want to, whatever it is, you want to affect the change. So where am I getting all that from? Well, let's take a look at what's going on in the sky. And also, while I'm pulling up my chart, I will run into the chat room and say hi again to see if we have any questions or comments. A lot of you guys have been really, really active in the room, and I want to make sure you get that. I just want to thank you for that and sort of make sure you get acknowledged. So here I'm coming. Okay, I just refreshed. We got Quelly in the house. Hi, Quelly. Erica from London is here. November 5th here in England is a big firework holiday. November 5th, 1605, we tried to blow up Parliament with tons of gunpowder. King, politicians, and all. It failed. Whether we think that was good or a missed opportunity, we all thrived and survived. Whatever the result, you will be good. Happy Samhain. Yes. Oh, that's really great, Erica. Thank you so much. Whatever the result, you will be good. That's November 5th. That's our voting. I love that. I love that that's also our election day. Jay saying a big welcome to everybody. Thanks for being here, Jay. Thanks for all you do to support us. Jay's also an advisor at 1-2. If you haven't heard Jay's shows or haven't called him for a reading, you're missing out. Charlene, enjoying the Scorpio energy, my sun in Pisces in the 8th. I found the power peak in my junk file. Never happened before. Weird, huh, Charlene? Maybe it is all going to junk. You know, sometimes my email address gets tagged as like, because I'm sending you guys notes, spam. So please check your spam folder. It's really good to know that about that spam thing. Judith says, feels like my dead ancestors are super active in my orbit, more or less running the show for me right now. It's pretty deep, a bit bizarre, listening to them and their wisdom at the same time, pretending I'm listening to the not so wise authority that lives in the present. I know, time to make a movie. I get it completely, Judith. Hi, Pamela. Welcome, Penny. Thanks for being here. Pamela said, sometimes I think when people virtue signal, they're actually trying to convince themselves that they are good people. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If I can convince you I'm good by telling you all the wonderful donations I made and, blah, 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 then I can maybe need you to see it. And in that reflection, have it hit me back that I'm good. I think everything like that is like that. Everything that we put out is in the hopes. Like, imagine no offense to any born again Christians here, but if you sometimes born again Christians are the ones that like really like knock on your door, you know, to convert you. And it's been gentle. I had a Jehovah's Witnesses the other day and they were very sweet. But sometimes when you meet somebody and they're like, have you accepted, you know, whatever their question is, because the I think the selling of anything, the selling of why my candidate is better, the selling you of why this religion is better, the selling you is because I am not fully convinced. I really do believe that, because otherwise, why do I need you to get it? I don't need you to get it, right? And so it took a while to get there. But I think we virtue signal when we're sometimes just not getting that we're good people. In fact, remember I was telling you, and you all gave me the name Brinkley. Dan and Brinkley wrote the book Saved by the Light. And when he died, he said, we do a review. And I, for a while there, I was like telling John, I was being a brat, but I was going, I'm going to go help that person out because I need some good review points, if you know what I mean. And so everything I did was for the review point, but it was a delight to have it be comedic like that, to do it in the background, to do it and have John roll his eyes. Because every time I was nice to somebody, he'd be like, you so missed the point. I go, I know. It's like, it's great. Okay. Truly, better late than never, but I made it. Yes. Love having you here. Happy Monday. I literally threw away my stupid puffy, aka vape, because of you and your story. I'm so proud of myself. Truly. Proud of you too. I don't even know why I was smoking in the first place. I thought it would make me skinnier. Me too. I mean, it is exact same story. I thought it would get like help me with my dieting and everything. And then it just became my diet. And one on top of all my other eating. Now, Aaron, Judith talked about her family and ancestors. You all heard a commercial right before the show. That's Aaron. And she's doing this kind of amazing free thing on 1-2 Radio Thursday, Halloween Day, at 5 p.m. I'm pulling it up here real quick just to I promised her I'd announce it, but I really want you all to know what a sweet thing she's doing. She is at 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday. It's called the Halloween Ancestor Meditation. It's live. She's going to be doing a guided meditation. All you have to do is turn on your radio. Come to 12radio.com. She's going to set intentions, connect with ancestors, and get wisdom for healing, manifesting, and manifestation. Celebrate your connection with your past, October 31st, 5 p.m. So please tune in Thursday. It's a free gift from Aaron. If you miss it, you can purchase it for a nominal fee from her email-based service. She'll email it to you over at 12Listen. Just find Aaron Carrera. Aaron made a movie, American Snake? No, Alabama Snake. Alabama Snake on HBO. So she's like full-fledged actress. Like, and it was so fun to watch. It was about snake handlers. It was a docudrama about like this guy that killed his wife while, you know, handling snakes. Great. And it was so fun when she got that part. It's like, wow, there's a lot there. And she's made movies ever since. You can track Aaron in what she does, Aaron Carrera, through Facebook and also through 12Listen. You can find her there and sort of, you know, find all the links you need. So thank you for letting me plug that. All right, let's take a look, you guys, what's going on this week, because there's some stuff. We're heading toward the new moon. So what I'm asking you to do is you're releasing judgment is the big one. Release worry, release fear. Now, how do you do that? Know that they're there, right? You can't release something you don't think you have. If you don't know you have them, then good for you. Good for you. And I don't mean that in a condescending way. If you're not afraid, if you're not worried, if you haven't been sort of like fretting a little bit about anything, then you're in good shape. Use this time period to release then obstacles to you getting what you want in life. And that's another way to sort of frame this week. You're letting go of things that are just in your way. You're letting, like, and you all can do a collective freedom of worry, right? Just for the moment. Like, take a minute and just sort of not think about the thing that's been heavy on you. Because I don't know this, but when I am fretting a little bit, it's every part of my body is fretting. I literally, the hidden gastric things that are going on when we're just sort of worried and it's low level and it's low grade, which means we're feeding it and we have an opportunity to unfeed it. All right, just to starve that out a little bit, however you want to do it. But you don't do it by adding more grief to yourself. Like, what an awful person you are. What a, you know, look at me. It's like when I was doing my, like, I wanted to criticize the world, and I was like, okay, do it. Do it. What is it? Bring it out. Who cares? And I did. And it was like, wow, how silly is that? and silly was a almost a kind thing to say to myself about it. Like, you know, it means nothing. It means nothing. Okay? It's like, this doesn't change anything, except you just are afraid, you worry, and this is how it shows up. And, you know, whatever it is I attach to other people about that stuff, like, is, again, I think what Pamela was saying is that it's sort of like the part of me that isn't feeling the love, isn't giving it to myself, isn't bringing it home. And there are moments, I'm telling you, probably way more by percentage of a day, where everyone is doing it better than me. I don't care who it is, TV show, whatever. And if you can see it, like, have you ever done that where you go, you're just having a mood and somebody goes, no, you're wonderful. And it's like the worst thing you could say because they clearly aren't feeling it. And but to really allow them to see that, to have that, and like, and to me, a nice thing to say, and this is not a virtue signal. Well, it is, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. To say, I know this place you're in. I know it. And it can suck to be there, but I've been there, and commiserating from a place of like, I get it. I mean, I know we've all been there, and that's so much more helpful for me than somebody going, you're not bald. You're just follically challenged. Oh God. Okay. So now Virgo today, going to go into Libra. So we have a chance to sort of lighten this up. And there's a way to sort of notice when it's in Libra too, that they're, depending on where it is in your chart particularly, but the Libra thing is sort of like, oh, I just want to be social. I just want to feel better, you know, wear a new shirt or do something, you know, different, or clean the house or do whatever to bring some sparkle and sort of charm. Maybe get social, go to the grocery store. If you have no place to get social, go out where there's other people. And that's sort of the thing there. Now, Venus is in Sag. So there is like this sort of like need for belief in something bigger, a belief in something. And this is like, you, I can tell you when Venus is in Sag, what you will appreciate is to be inspired. You want to hear something. You want to listen to people that inspire you. You want to watch inspiring things. Turn the news off, please. There's nothing more you need to know. Get a summary from somewhere. It's fine. Or if you think it doesn't affect you, watch whatever the hell you want. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying Venus in Sag kind of wants you to have something a little bigger, something a little more spiritual, a little more inspired, a little more hopeful. Okay, believe in something bigger. So we're building toward a new moon. So remember that. We're going to start seeing the darker side of things. And Sag is sort of like, well, what are the things that are burdening you that keep you from feeling light and easy? Take a look at those things, release them if you can. And if you can't, recognize that they're with you and just pack them in the bag and go, okay, you're a companion. This, the worry about my bills, you're a companion with me. Come on with me, but just keep the volume down a little bit. All right, then we go after Venus is Mars. Mars is in Cancer. Now, this is a big one because Mars in Cancer is about your security. It's about what makes you feel safe. It's about children. It's about the part of you that feels like you want to be a child. Sometimes treated like a child, but it's also the part of you that needs some security, that needs to know that my home base is safe. And it's coming up to a big aspect with Pluto on the new moon day, Friday. So this stuff is going to challenge our sense of safety. Everything that makes you safe, you might find challenged. And challenge means that if you open the door and go, well, am I unsafe? Do I have to worry about that? You could easily open the door. That's why I'm saying, if you listen to the news, I can promise you they will thrive on you feeling unsafe. Okay? They will thrive on it. So get a headline from somewhere. Just try it this week. Those of you that are obsessed with the election and obsessed with what's going on, try to give yourself a little bit of, like, not play the game so much. And if you can't, it's like you can't. So what? Go in there and make sure you do it with as much consciousness as you can. But try to pull away a little bit from that your safety is hinged on some kind of thing that's happening out here. Your happiness and safety is dependent on your connection to you, not on this thing that we're, this illusion called an election. Okay. I mean, I'm serious. You can fight to get there if you want. And I know some of you, you've committed your life and your identity to the outcome of this election. I get it. And all I can say to you is I hope it comes in the way that you need it to come. And I hope you are kind to those of us that aren't taking it in the way you are. So kind of like pull it. Now, Mo did a prediction show, and that's on demand. My guy, Frederick Woodruff, that, you know, born 6 hours before me, did a pool on that. Go find them out. Listen, watch if you want. It's okay. But if you really want to make a difference, try to find yourself at peace regardless of the outcome of anything out here. That's really tough to do, but this is a cycle where you can do it. Be the first election probably for many of you where you can be at peace regardless of what happens. Because what's going to matter if you make yourself sick? And the person that you don't want to win wins, let's say that might happen, and you are now like, they get to have that over you. Okay, so, who wants that? So I'm not predicting, people have predicted, because I don't want the prediction to be the thing. I want your happiness to be your thing. I want that to be the thing. And then we'll talk about it after. We'll run charts. We'll talk. We'll be open. We'll be clear. Okay? Now, Mars and Pluto are going to oppose each other on Friday, and that could be some serious, serious power struggles. Let's let those power struggles be in the world, not with you and I and us and the people that you love. It also could be... It also can be where a new opportunity emerges. It is an opposition. And what happens in an opposition, the powers combine and create a third option that's very different than what we ever expected. So if you're trying to create a change, that new moon could be the time to do it. Like to launch something that is so different for yourself that you see a new option emerge for you, a new path opened up. Okay? All right. So now, what else is happening is that you Geminis are starting to, you hopefully feeling a little lighter, feeling a little more hope, feeling like there's a path coming, because Venus is starting to come to oppose Jupiter, which is in Gemini. And I think that's going to bring that sort of wisdom and hope and safety and breakthrough to all you Geminis, all you air signs, all you fire signs. And wherever you have air and fire in your chart, this is humongous. It really is. There's so much hope here. There's so much peace here. There's so much love here for you that I think we are all going to be a little shocked at this sort of like moment that's like, oh my God, it's like an oasis in a desert, right? Because we don't get enough things to be excited about. Okay. Let me see how we're doing. No, we're doing just right on time. I was looking at the future through my ephemeris. We do have a retrograde, Mercury retrograde coming up at the end of November, and we also have a Mars retrograde coming up in December. And now the Mars retrograde is going back to, believe it or not, October 7th of this year, which is the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. It's also, it's very telling that Mars is going to go back to that point. So I'm almost hopeful as far as prediction goes that could mean the end of that struggle, that the Mars retrograde gets a chance at cleaning all of this up and bringing peace to that area of the world. So I'll help us through the retrograde time period. So let's keep an eye on that as we go. Now I'm coming back to the room. I want to check on you guys because I know that sometimes we hit on some things and you're like, I have a question. And if you have a question, please feel free to post it in here. And you know, Kat's show is on after me, and she does love answering your questions in the room. So if you stay around, you will find her and she'll answer your question. Kat's been great. I talk to Kat sometimes during the week, and she's, as you all know, we go way back, and she's one of the most hardworking people I've ever met. Still manages to find a place as a Gemini to keep the connection with whoever she's talking to. Like when I talk to her, which is always very brief because we're both kind of busy, she's very kind and it's very present. So I have a lot of appreciation for that. So if you can make it to the room and say, hey, please do. Lori Love is on after her. Lori's in the room today. Hi, Lori. She has, she's the Love Sherpa and she comes on right after Kat. And Judith is raving about the group meditations. I love that idea. I think it's brilliant. I love that Aaron's doing it for us. So please, if you guys can go, please do. Let's see. Judith said, if you turn on the TV, make sure you're attached to the heart monitor. It will make you turn off the news. Okay. Excuse me. Honestly, a human heart should never be exposed to that kind of violence. Let me sip, you guys. Hang on. Thank you. Okay. Audra, hey, Mark, Mars in Cancer in my fourth. My dad is in heart surgery, literally, now. At peace, no matter the outcome. Moon in Virgo, much love to you all. Audra, oh my goodness, wishing him the best. Heart surgery has come so far. And I'm so happy that you mentioned it, because if you have Mars in Cancer is in your fourth, that is the house of the dad. That's like bringing him that warrior energy. It's heart connected. It's Cancer. It's home. Wishing him the best. Please let us know how that comes out. Okay. That would be really pretty amazing. okay. Let's take a look now, you guys, at, I wanted to, wait a minute. Where is it? Yeah, I wanted to go through each of the elemental signs, like the signs that you are, and talk a little bit about how you're being affected. So here, I'll give you an example. Right now, we have the Sun in Scorpio, we have Saturn in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, and Mars in Cancer. There's a grand trine in water going on. If you are a water sign, right, it might be easy to get your imagination going because of this Mars-Neptune trine. So if you're a water sign, create, use your mind to bring whatever it is you would like to visualize, to see, bring it to fruition, because you're kind of a creator right now. It's pretty remarkable. And this is an exact trine of Mars and Neptune. And if you, I wanted to tell you what Magi says about this Mars-Neptune thing, because this is pretty extraordinary. And I'm pulling it up now. I mean, all the bookmarks I had for you today with this just flew out. So here it is. I got it here. Mars, Neptune, let me get my glasses on. In the sky, this is where it's happening to all of us right now. This is to everybody. It's a very strong linkage and creates sexual attraction that's only slightly less powerful than the other three linkages they talk about, it says. However, the energy provided will facilitate from being sexual to being productive, and do not recommend this linkage. We do not recommend the linkage in a marriage chart. Ooh, how funny. Okay, let me go to the electional aspect. That's the one that's about things you do. It's a very good aspect in which, I get it. It's a very good aspect in the one I just read you was when your Mars is on somebody's Neptune. Okay, I got that. Now, as a transit, a very good aspect time in which to make love or to conceive. If you don't want to fall in love, don't have intimate relationships during this cycle. So it's all about sex, this one. And then in money, it will help in everything that has to do with Neptune, spirituality, new age, drugs. It can result in being a little over aggressive in the topic that you pick. So anyway, it's a manifestation one. And they're so funny. And now that my bookmarks are gone, I don't even want to stutter it over with you. But this week, for everybody, manifestation, put your thoughts together on what you would like to see. And Neptune is about metaphysical things, about love, about music, about drugs, about dreams, hopes, and wishes. So for all of us, that Mars-Neptune trine this week is pretty darn powerful. So please use it. So if you're a water sign, you're in the flow, use it. Now, let's go to earth signs. You're a Taurus, you're a Capricorn, or you're a Virgo. Now, we have the end of Capricorn happening, the end of Pluto's journey into Capricorn right now. It's ready to go into Aquarius forever, as far as we're concerned. And so while it's there, you also have Uranus there. So what the earth signs have been dealing with is this deep and profound internal change. And if you're a Virgo, if you're a Taurus, or if you're a Capricorn, you've been dealing with this sense of like something is profoundly new and different in your life. And it may not appear yet, like, because you're earth. These things have to grow. Think of it as a plant. But I want you to take a look at where you've been willing to assert your anger, where you've been willing to assert your boundaries, where you've been willing to assert your truth, tell the truth. You know how many earth signs have such a hard time telling the truth because something might get taken away from them? And so you guys are in this state of truth where you're willing to break things off and change because it's in your best interest. That's another big one for the earth sign. So if you're an earth sign, if you're a Virgo, a Capricorn, or a Taurus, take note of how well you have been adapting to these changes and how permanent they're going to be very soon, because they're going to be gone. They're going to be like, these planets are leaving Earth. So you're at the very tail end of a historic time for yourselves. By spring of 2025, whew, wow, I don't even think we're going to know many of you because you're so different, how you'll change. Okay, we're going to go to fire signs now. Now, you fire signs, you're the ones that are sort of like, you're sort of being left out here. We have Venus is in Sag right now, which is such a nice little boon for you guys, but you've been super patient, and I know that's not your big forte, but there's no planets in fire right now. And so what we're relying on is you rely on the air sign to get your energy from, like to get your inspiration and to get your ideas. But if you're feeling invisible, if you're feeling a little lost, if you're feeling like the world is sort of like this uphill thing for you and you're not placed right yet, that's going to change. What we're going to see, get this, you know, I'm just going to find the next big planet to go into fire. Is going to be Neptune is going to go into Aries next year. Huge one for you guys, because not only will it invoke a certain kind of spiritual aspect within you, fire and spirituality go well together, because the word inspiration, which is what you stand for, is ready to, that's part of who you are. And so what we're going to see is Neptune, this sort of Aries fire that then gets to ignite with all the air that's around you, and you're going to start hooking in. I think you're going to be so different. You're not even going to know yourselves as well, like the earth signs, except for you, fire signs. It's going to be playing a role that's so vital for all of us that it's going to kind of be something that you have always wanted. And that's, I think, on its way for all of you fire signs. And that would be Leo, Sag, and Leo, Sag, Aries, okay? We will definitely talk more about that. And the air signs, right now you're dealing with Jupiter in air. There's not like a lot of air happening right now either, but you do have Jupiter, the largest planet in an air sign. So you air signs are kind of feeling like it ain't so bad, right? You got some ideas rolling. You got support on your side. If you put something into motion, it kind of is working. So for you guys, it is sort of like it is with the fire signs. It's developing a momentum. Now, Jupiter will stay in air until next year, but then Pluto goes into air as well. So there's your power, there's your passion, there's your drive. So what I'm thinking is this, right now, the earth and water signs, you guys have a chance to create and to be allies to the people around you, to bring emotional support. Wouldn't you like to know that you got a water sign for you during these times where it's really scary? I think that's why the water gets really empowered right now, because we're going to rely on their wisdom, their support, their mentorship, their nurturing. Earth signs are sort of like doing an internal combustion engine. They're like really shifting. And so their stability is going to be so crucial as well. But right now, I think we're championing the water sign to be for everybody, to be, to spread the joy, to spread the love, to spread the wisdom, to keep the focus on us and what matters, because everything's in water right now. That's just the way it is. So this new moon, I think what we should do after you do Aaron's meditation with ancestors, I think for the new moon, have an intention that you're, because at the moment of the new moon, that's when we start attracting, right? All of a sudden the moon starts drawing in light. So this new moon, make your wish for some peace, for some inner peace, to remember the ability to get gratitude in you. Okay, that's a big one. Make your gratitude list. Use the gratitude board at 12listen.com. Just go post what you're grateful for. Be grateful for things that haven't happened yet, like as a form of trust. And then next week when we talk, we're going to be just out of that new moon. We will be the day before the election. We're going to have a lot to sort of like prepare for. And I will definitely be with you through all of this. So I'm going to check the room, and then we're going to send you off into your week with Kat coming up right after me. So let me just do this real quick. There we are. Okay. And don't forget, when you click comments to view all comments, you have to click this little thing that says most relevant, change it to all comments, and you'll be able to see them. Lori says, Virgo moon, Capricorn sun here, definitely feeling the influence of Pluto over the past few years. And you're right, I'm a whole new person. That's amazing, Lori. To be able to see it is also such a gift, to be able to notice that I am different. Like there's a part of me that has shifted. You all know that change is not easy. You all also know that comfort is also boring. So be willing for that change. Be willing to take this ride. And thank goodness we have a part of our soul that kind of doesn't give us a choice. So all we really can do is pack our bags and get the right attitude, right, to help this along. And sometimes it's pretty amazing. Judith said, I just realized I have Pluto and Uranus in my fourth dad. I never connected those dots. He was alive 30 years ago, about to receive his inoperable lung cancer diagnosis in 94. And she was conceived on Halloween. And people wonder why I love graveyards. my very overflowing 12th house Mars and Gemini all doubled up in Gemini. Okay, you guys, there is a lot going on, and what you have to do with all this information really is just land it on one simple concept, that you're okay and that you have an ability to look through the lens of your eyes, the lens of your mind, right, and see the world you want to see. And confirmation bias, which means that if you want to see the world in a certain way, that's how it's going to happen, or if you need to see things in a certain way. But how about just remembering that you're okay regardless of what the world you see shows you or says it is? Nothing out here has to reflect who you really are, essentially. And that's an important place to get back to as much as possible. Because let's face it, this is not an easy journey. And we have each other to remind ourselves, because you can find the flaw in anything someone says, but sometimes what's really nice is to find the gold for yourself, to find the thing that actually you can hold on to get you through the next leg of your journey, whatever that happens to be. So we have a new moon coming up Friday. If it gets a little heavy, if you get a little worried, if you get a little fearful, remember that that new moon will pop it. And also, it's sort of like, oh, I have a little statement that goes, so this is what the world looks like when I'm in this shitty ass mood, right? This is what, I got to remember that. Nothing looks good. And then you sort of like get to chuckle. And that's what we're going for, right? The chuckle. All right. Listen, I'm playing Aaron's commercial one more time so you can hear it as we sign out. And then I'll play my theme. Well, I'm going to play the theme, the sign out theme, and then we'll play Aaron's commercial. But I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for the love and support you bring. Let's get through the new moon and the election cycle together. This is Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Sending hugs to everyone there.